This is 93.1 Life FM. It has been 5 years since the referendum on abortion, after which, of course, abortion became legal in Ireland. Now, in recent months, there's been more and more talk of abortion being made available on demand, despite promises by our government 5 years ago that this would never happen. There are other such changes as well being called for. Sheila Quinnan from the Pro-Life Campaign took time recently to speak to me about these changes. Sheila, thanks again. Thanks for taking time to chat to me today.
No, delighted to join you in the show today, Arthur.
Sheila, just remind us, if you would, just to summarise for us the work you're actually doing, the Pro-Life Campaign, who you are and what your vision is.
Absolutely. The Pro-Life Campaign are in essence, a human rights organisation, and we draw our support from across a wide range of society, lots of denominations and none. And essentially, we campaign on fundamental right to life from conception to natural death.
Sheila, tell me first, to begin with, of course, the big news is a vote that's happened in Ardal in relation to abortion. Various promises were made in 2018, 2017 in the run-up to the referendum, and a vote has taken place recently. Speak to us about this vote, what it means.
Well, I mean, there was a lot of developments last week. I suppose it was particularly a tough week for us in the pro-life community, Arthur. A lot of shocking developments, we would also say, I suppose, not surprising. So we had two key events happened last Wednesday. We had Breach Smith's bill, which there was a vote on last Wednesday evening, and her bill passed. That was 67 votes in favour of her bill and 64 opposed it, and we had 8 absentees. And I suppose, just to put it into context, it's a bill from Breed Smith, who's People Before Profit. It's obviously an opposition party bill. So the chances of it passing, I would say most observers and commentators would say that the chances of it actually eventually passing are probably fairly slim. It still has to go to the final stage and be voted through. Before it could, you know, it could possibly succeed. But I'd say most observers would say that the chances of that are very, very slim. That said, it certainly is a serious wake-up call, I suppose, to us in the pro-life movement. To put it into context, this bill is an incredibly extreme piece of legislation, and certainly has moved so far beyond what people voted for during 2018. And even Stephen Donnelly, the Minister for Health, actually said that himself. He said it goes way beyond what the people voted for in 2018. And if that bill was passed, essentially what it would give us is abortion right up to birth in this country. So it's certainly a pinch yourself moment if you're involved in the pro-life movement. And in no way reflects any sort of middle ground on the issue. We know that two out of three voters did vote in 2018 to remove legal protection for the unborn from the Constitution. But that said, Arthur, you know, we know, I know myself, many people who voted yes, who did so based on a number of promises, so-called promises or guarantees from campaigners and from government, senior government politicians at the time, promising people that abortion would be limited, and so-called safeguards that were put into the legislation around, for instance, 3-day reflection period. So you know, this bill, while the chances of it going, you know, much further are possibly slim, the fact that we do have currently in power 67 politicians who voted for such extreme laws should be a massive wake-up call, actually, for us that are involved in the pro-life community. It's a massive wake-up call. But it also should be a massive wake-up call, I suppose, for people who are not currently involved. And we would really encourage people at this moment, if they haven't already gotten involved, to please do so. The other, I suppose, key happening last Wednesday, so before there was this vote on Breach Smith's bill, prior to that, we had the joint Oireachtas Health Committee met last Wednesday to discuss the government's three-year review on the abortion legislation. So just to remind people, back in 2018, when people voted to remove the protection from the Constitution, remove the Eighth Amendment, and the legislation was brought in, part of that was that the government would then review the operation of the abortion legislation 3 years on. So that report has been published, and this report was actually discussed last Wednesday at the Health Committee. Now, we said at the offset, and it's clearer now than it ever was before, that the actual report itself is incredibly biased, it's incredibly flawed, and is completely ideologically driven, and with lots of mistakes in it, it might be worth noting. But that was even more apparent when the author of the report, Barrister Marie O'Shea, who attended the Health Committee last Wednesday and gave her presentation, along with Dr. Catherine Conlon, who carried out the UNPACT study, which is the Unplanned Pregnancy Study, which formed part of that review. What was very apparent from the actual Joint Health Committee, the Oireachtas Health Committee on last Wednesday, was the fact that we keep hearing how this was an independent review. What was very, very apparent was that the author of the report and the chair of the review, Emery O'Shea, her performance very much indicated that she's in fact not independent, or has very, very strong personal views herself on the issue. That was very, very apparent. We heard a lot of language around evidence-based. What was also clear was how much lack of evidence there actually was to back up some of the key recommendations of the report. So, for instance, one of the key recommendations of the report, and this is a very, very extreme report. I know I talked about Breach Smith's bill earlier, but I think it's very important for people to realise that the government's own review on the abortion legislation is a very, very extreme document calling for very, very radical changes to the abortion laws in Ireland. And just to remind people, in the last 4 years since abortion has become law in Ireland, we have seen a dramatic increase in our abortion numbers in Ireland. We have had almost 30,000 abortions in Ireland since the law came into effect, which is anything but the promise of RARE, which we were promised during 2018. But just to get back to the three-day wait, essentially how that works is it allows women who are contemplating having an abortion time to reflect, 3 days to consider and reflect on their decision. Because we have to remember that deciding to have an abortion, it's irreversible and a very serious life decision to make. So essentially written within the legislation is a three-day wait, where after the first appointment with your GP, a woman has waits 3 days, has time to think before returning to the second appointment. And one of the recommendations of the report is to remove that three-day wait. And what was very, very interesting was when Padraig O'Bean posed the question to Marie O'Shea and asked her, were any of the 4,000, and there was approximately, we know from HSC figures, that approximately 4,000 women made their first appointment to visit their first abortion appointment, but did not return for their second appointment. That's the government figures. Yes, some of those women may have gone on to spontaneously miscarry. Many of them, you know, all of them certainly did not go on to have a baby, but many of them did. Thousands of women are today looking down at a baby in their arms or a toddler crawling across the floor who changed their minds and availed of the three-day reflection period. And yet, when Marie O'Shea was asked by Padraig O'Bean, when making this recommendation to remove the three-day waiting period, was even one woman who had availed of the three-day waiting period, were they interviewed? And Marie O'Shea's answer was no, which is quite shocking, really, when you hear it so starkly like that. She did not even meet or discuss or talk with even one person who availed of the three-day waiting period. and yet she is calling for it to be removed. We heard a lot of media coverage afterwards was on the fact that the author had said that there was no medical reason to retain or to keep the 3-day waiting period. And Sinn Féin TD David Cullinan, during the health committee session, made quite a big deal of that. And yet they're ignoring the fact that actually, you know, abortion, there is never any medical reason why an abortion should be carried out. And we know that the vast majority of abortions are carried out for socioeconomic grounds. And what is interesting in the report, there is absolutely no, not one line in the report to recommend finding ways of supporting women, finding ways of reducing the abortion numbers, finding ways of supporting women who want to choose to carry on with their pregnancies. So really, we're dealing with, in the last week alone, what has been very, very evident is that how extreme this campaigning position has now become. Those that are calling the loudest voices and the most influential voices on this debate on the abortion side are very much extreme abortion campaigners who in no way reflect the average voter in Ireland. They certainly don't represent the 1 in 3 voters that voted to keep the Eighth Amendment, who wanted to keep protection for the unborn. But we would argue that they also do not reflect many, many people who voted yes, thinking that they were voting for limited abortion. Even Simon Coveney himself said that the 3-day wait, for instance, gave him the confidence to campaign on repealing the Eighth Amendment. So I suppose going forward, Arthur, this is a massive political issue. Politicians need to be very, very aware of this. We know that all of the pro-life politicians that took a stand on the life issue and campaigned and voted against repealing the Eighth Amendment, all those politicians were voted back into government and into their seats in the Dáil. So we're certainly going to be encouraging people to campaign on this issue and to lobby their politicians on this issue. And this issue certainly is not going away.
Can I ask, just in terms of some months ago, the government paid quite a bit of money in terms of gathering the opinions and asking people to submit their opinions on abortion and so forth, and how the system of abortion, they gathered quite a bit of feedback from that. And of course, there was a recently published report. We had a citizens' assembly, and of course, then recently we had that report that was published. So one would imagine that, considering the time and effort and money spent by the government gathering the opinions of the people, and of course the citizens' assembly, and of course the recent report that was published, in terms of the information gathered from the people of Ireland in that outreach to the people to gather their opinions on abortion, how balanced out has this been in terms of accepting people's opinions and views and so forth?
The government has no legislation before the Dáil at the moment. What they have is the 3-year review report, which makes recommendations. That's the government's own review. And there are operational recommendations, and then there are recommendations that would require legislative change. So where we stand right now, we don't know whether they will proceed with legislative changes or not. Separate to that, we have opposition party People Before Profit Breach Smith's extreme abortion bill. Both are extremely biased. Both are very, very one-sided. Chances of Breach Smith bill going through are very, very slim, yet it paints a very stark picture where we are right now, that we have 67 politicians that voted for abortion up to birth. With regards to the 3-year review and the government's own review and whether or not they will proceed with legislative change, there is no balance in the 3-year review document. It is an incredibly biased, it essentially reads like a blueprint of how to achieve greater abortion numbers in Ireland. In the run-up to that review, for instance, we know that the government only spoke with very extreme pro-abortion campaigning groups. They refused to meet even with their parliamentary colleagues who had reservations around the issue. We know that they did not speak with any women who had changed their minds and had availed of the 3-day wait. And we certainly know that they did not speak with women who have had an abortion and regret it. So in essence, there is no surprise that now what we are, if that was the background to the three-year review report, it is no surprise to us and to many who are following this subject closely that now what we have on the table is an incredibly biased three-year review report. And no amount of sanitising the language takes away from that fact. We hear a lot of words being bandied about like evidence-based, and yet when the questions are asked, is the parent, there is no evidence. We hear euphemisms, for instance, around abortion. So, for instance, language like abortion care is a word that has been bandied about a lot. We hear a lot of references to the WHO, for instance, an organisation that is on record itself in recommending and proposing no gestational limits on abortion. So that is the stark reality of what we are at. And really what we are dealing with is complete move away from the sentiment of 2018. Completely moving away from any of the soft yes voters that voted with grave reservations in 2018. And there is absolutely no representation of the no voter in this document. And there was a piece of legislation, a very moderate, compassionate, humane piece of legislation that was forward in 2021 from Deputy Carol Nolan, if you recall, which is around the area of fetal pain. And the aim of this piece of legislation was that during a late-term abortion, and we know that late-term abortions are happening in Ireland today, that during a late-term abortion, that there would be a requirement where there was no risk to the life or the health of the mother, that pain relief, basic fundamental human approach of providing pain relief to the unborn during a late-term abortion would be administered. That piece of legislation was voted against. And what is really interesting is that at the time, promises were made and we were told that that the issue of fetal pain relief would be addressed and dealt with in the three-year review. And yet in the three-year review document, they gave it exactly one line, which was essentially to dismiss it as an issue.
Sheila, tell us in terms of upcoming events you may have where people can find more information about the work you're doing and so forth on the PLC network. Tell us briefly about that, if you would.
Absolutely. I would encourage people, if they're not already involved, to please contact us today. If you go onto our website, prolifecampaign.ie, and you can easily make contact with us then. We're, for instance, having a webinar next Tuesday where we'll be discussing the three-year review. We'll be discussing the abortion bill and we'll be discussing plans for lobbying, etc. So I would encourage people just to contact us. Just go onto our website, prolifecampaign.ie. We're on all of the various different social media platforms as well, Arthur. We're on Instagram, we're on Facebook. You can find us there under Pro-Life Campaign. And we can never have enough people getting in contact with us and supporting us. And what is interesting is more and more people are realising now is the time to get involved when they realise how extreme these radical views are, and it's really, you know, it's really waking people up, and they're getting in contact with us now more than ever. So we'd encourage people to please do that.
Sheila Quinlan from the Pro-Life Campaign, thank you for your time.
Thank you, Arthur.